Welcome on Breakfast, Jacaranda FM, and in South Africa for the very first time, Lifehouse! Guys, I'm glad you made it through the Gauteng traffic. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having us.
We could have used that traffic update a few hours ago.
Yeah.
I gave the update, I promise you.
Okay. I gave it.
Rule one, don't mess with Liesl.
You're
on, Bryce. Guys, introduce yourselves. Let's get the voice and the name match.
Yeah, I'm Bryce, bassist.
This is Steve, guitar man.
Jason, singer, guitar player.
Ricky, drums.
Ricky on drums.
Slash drums.
Yamo, it's Ricky.
First time in South Africa.
Yes.
Okay, so that's not one of our languages, but nice try.
But you have eight languages here, right?
Yeah. 11, but that's not one of them, sadly. Is your first time in South Africa?
It is. Yeah.
We're going to play two games this morning. The first one is Let's Crush Your Expectations.
Oh, wow.
Not too harsh. What are you expecting from South African, Jason?
That it's going to be amazing.
Okay, that's
beautiful.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Martin, yeah.
So far, so good.
People Who's expecting wild animals in the street? Hands up.
Mm. No, Martin won't be in the streets, not around.
I am staying an extra week in Cape Town going on a safari, so I know how it works here. They're not, the animals actually don't cross the street here. So
no.
It depends. We're going to talk about Cape Town, though.
There's some things you need to know. But guys, welcome to South Africa for the very first time. Why did it take you so long?
You know what? It just so happened that things lined up, Collective Soul, this gig, and we were invited to come, and we've had eight albums, we've been touring a lot, and I guess now it's never late, better late than never.
Yeah, and thank you for playing our song while we were coming over here, because we're like in heavy rotation these days at like Home Depot. We don't get to hear our songs on the radio a lot. So that was actually a treat. That was nice.
That was nice.
We haven't stopped playing your songs forever, so that's good news. Do you ever get tired of these songs?
No. It was actually really, like I said, nice to hear it on the radio and not at the grocery store.
The dentist stops.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever stop and go, damn, we're good?
Yes, all the time.
That's mostly Rick, though.
Ricky actually just did that on the way over.
Yeah,
while we were recording.
Like, damn, that's really good.
That's a good song.
And I'm amazing. I had to check myself, make sure, yeah.
True or false, you've tried deep frying everything.
Well, that's Ricky's department. He's our.
I'm down to deep fry everything. Yeah, deep fried Oreos.
Have you ever had deep fried butter?
It's always the drummer. Why is that? I'm just saying.
He's a chef. He's like a pro.
I'm like skinny fat. Like people are like skinny fat. I'm like whoa. Trust me, I am. Yeah. You just can't see it from like this distance.
Well, have you ever been to the States, like the fair circuit? They'll fry anything.
Anything. I've heard you've even tried frying Mickey D's.
Deep fried Big Mac. That's
why?
The thing too.
I would eat that right now.
I don't understand.
Because that's America.
America!
Deep fried.
All right, guys. So we've asked your fans to give you questions and stories on the show this morning. We're going to play a little game, a contest. You guys are going to decide who deserves to win the tickets, the VIP experience, and the meet and greet. All right. Are you ready to hear from your fans? Does everyone have headphones? Grab yourselves a pair of headphones. So we asked them to share stories and questions with Lifehouse. And you have to decide which one was the best. Okay, here's story one.
Lifehouse, Jason, I just want to thank you for your music. It has been a big inspiration for me in my life. This year's theme for my life is actually one of your songs. And it's helped me through a lot of difficult times in my life where I didn't know what to do, but I could listen to your music and I could realize there are people out there that feels the same as me, that's going through the same things. And it's really encouraged me. So thank you for that.
Hey.
I'd be a real dick if I didn't.
That guy
was having a heart to heart. Yeah, he wins. Yeah.
You only heard one. Wait.
Wait,
there's more.
Hi, it's Marilise here. I love your music. My question would be, if there was any other career that you could choose, what would it be?
No. That one doesn't make it. The first one still stands.
Wait, I think we have to answer.
That guy, because he went deep. He like went super deep.
I think we figured that out the other day, and we all decided we'd flip houses, and Ricky would cook.
Oh, really? Well, so far so good. Yeah. So I hope that answers your question. Next one.
A question for Wade. What was the most nervous that you've ever been before a show, and what did you do to overcome it?
Probably opening up for the Rolling Stones back in 2003, but I had laryngitis, so literally it was the most embarrassing feeling, and I literally went back and like pounded a bunch of NyQuil and cried myself to sleep. That's how I dealt with it.
Because you're about the third of their age, and you're battling with a throat. And there's Mick Jagger, and the guy's just like...
But I couldn't even hit like the lowest notes, and no one was throwing anything at us, but like you could just feel like... They're just like, this poor kid, get him off stage. And then Mick Jagger came up to us later. He's like, I caught your sound check. It sounded clean. That's okay.
Last one.
Hi, guys. I'm listening to Lifehouse, and this is Magnolia, so prepare yourselves. Because it's you and me and all of the people with nothing to do, nothing to prove. And there's you and me and all of the people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you, Martin.
Oh,
a winner. That's a winner.
Okay.
That was set up.
If you had to pick the winner, then...
She wins. Yeah. And the first guy.
Yeah.
So we've got two winners so far.
Think about it. I'll give you a song. I'll give you a song, and then you think about it, okay? But Magnolia, that was... In the words of Mick Jagger, clean. Let's go with it. Lifehouse here on the show. They are first time in Johannesburg, Pretoria. First time in South Africa ever. Do you guys take in some other music from other countries while you're touring? Is that a thing?
Yeah, we try to as much as we can. When we're not like waking up at 2 in the morning jet lagged.
No, that's the time to really get into it.
Joburg and Pretoria, lots to offer there, and Cape Town as well. You guys must enjoy your stay and have the best concert ever tomorrow night. You've decided on a winner for the fan question and story.
Yes.
And I do believe that it's going to go to Ari. Ari, Mora.
Hi, Khanet.
Lekker, yeah, dude.
Lekker,
dankie. Cool. So hier so is Lifehouse in die ateljee saam met ons. Say how's it to Ari, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Really good, really good. How are you?
No, absolutely. This is awesome, eh? Just to speak to you guys, what a privilege.
Hey, thanks for your story, too, man. That was really heartfelt. And you're coming to our show.
Yeah!
And we're taking you home
to
Los Angeles. Just kidding. But we might go get a steak dinner after the show. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Cool. Awesome. So you're going to get a VIP experience, dude. You're going to meet the band as well, hang with them backstage, and, of course, enjoy an amazing show. And so thanks for sharing that story. It was really cool. Are you okay now? Is everything good? Is everything better in your life?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. It's great. I think when things get tough, you know, I put a few songs on from Lifehouse, and they really speak to my heart.
This year's theme,
by the way, is flight.
Oh, so, wow. A new one. That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for you, eh?
The front row tomorrow. They're going to sing these songs for you, dude. That's what's happening
right there.
Cool, dude. There you go. Guys, thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the concert. Have the best show ever. And I really hope that your South African experience is going to be the best. You come back soon again.
Thanks
for your music. We can keep playing it forever and a day.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks so much.
Lifehouse.